Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have discovered their life purpose and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. Today we're talking all about career. My guest is Lauren Leduc Lemieux, a certified life coach and founder of Coaching to Fulfill Dreams. Back in 2012, after 18 years of working for her family business, she decided it was time to leave the business, step out of her comfort zone, and live the life she always dreamed of. She is also a returning guest. Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm really excited to have you here today. And I love talking with coaches. It's so important. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're out there listening, you know, when you don't have a boss to you know, sort of have to go to, it's really great to have a life coach, a personal coach, a business coach.
Absolutely. It's someone who can listen to what you say you want and then help you get where you want to be.
That's right. Yeah. And hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So for the new listener, you were in that secure job for 18 years.
Yes, I was.
And you had, you know, the stability and all of those things. What led you to making that big shift into a new life?
Yeah, well, for me, I fell into a family business after graduating from college, and I was fortunate to work with my mom, and it was my stepfather's business, and my husband actually started working there as well after we got married. And it was very challenging at times, but we always made it work. But for me personally, I always knew I was meant to do something else.
Even from day one.
From day one.
And I never get tired of hearing the story, because I have heard your story several times.
Right.
I never get tired of hearing it because it's really interesting that you, you know, from the beginning.
And it started even before that in college. I had really no direction. Nothing really drove me into a certain profession. So at 21, when I graduated, you know, I had been working part time at the boatyard, and my stepdad just presented me with an offer, and it sounded good. It was with my mom, and I was exciting and in a beautiful spot. So I said yes. And then it just, as the days and the weeks and the months and the years progressed, you know, my mom and I developed quite a partnership, and we did everything together. She was one. She was accounts receivable. I was accounts receivable. She was accounts payable. So we had this partnership. But in my core, I just always wanted to do something with my life that was meaningful and inspirational, and to help people, you know, in a way that I didn't feel I was helping them in my job.
And like a lot of people, sometimes you sort of fall into a position because you're kind of, you weren't really ready to make a decision yet.
Right.
So something presents itself and you're kind of like, okay, I'll do this for a little while. And then a little while turned into 18 years.
That's exactly what happened. And it wasn't until some changes started to be made, because I always felt I couldn't leave.
Yeah.
And that was never the case. I just was choosing not to explore my options. And it wasn't until an opportunity presented itself where I felt that I wouldn't be just leaving my mom in the lurch that I realized that was my window.
Yeah.
And it took some adjustment for her to see that that's what I needed to do. But once I finally did and she accepted it, it was, I think, her realization that instead of seeing she was losing a key employee, she saw me as her daughter who wanted something more for her life.
That's
and
right.
that's what gave me the courage to go and seek out this new life for myself.
Now, we all have a gift. So for the person who is listening, what would you say if they've discovered their gift, but they're thinking of making a transition, but then they've got all of those securities and the comfort zone and schedules and insurance and all of those things?
Right. And I think that happens to a lot of people when they have a desire of what they want to achieve in their life, but they don't see the vision of how they're going to get there. And that is what really stumbles people and really holds people back, because they feel like every decision that they make is going to put them on, have a consequence and lead them forward. And when they can't see what that decision is going to lead them to, they panic. And, yeah. and it really halts them. It becomes that saboteur that just doesn't allow them to make the changes that they feel they want to make. But the fear just of the wolves, what ifs, you know, what if this doesn't work, and the feeling of failure and everything that comes along with that, instead of just embracing the opportunity to see what happens if they make that choice. And when you do have all those holdbacks of the bills and the stability and everything that you're risking by making those choices.
I was just going to say it's a risk. Mm-hmm. So the saboteur is sort of presenting the risk and making it, you know, scary and fearful.
Right. And it wants you to stay safe and stay comfortable and not peek around the corner to see what could be possible if you do step outside of your comfort zone. Yeah. And it's a process to really identify, you know, where you want to make changes in your life. And it could be for your business or for your personal life or relationships or a relationship with yourself. You know, we all have these things we say we want to do, but then we get in our own way and we let the fear of most times failure get in our way of going after our dreams.
So what's a small step? If we know that transitioning into something new is something we want, but we have all those fears in the way, what's a small step to just sort of take us out of that comfort zone?
A small step would be deciding that it's important to make the change and then deciding what you need to do.
Changing your priorities.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. But for some people, it could be about, you know, doing research. It could be about talking about your dream. Mm. Some people just keep it internal. And once we get it out and we talk to people, and that's when it ignites something in you, because it becomes real.
Raises your vibrations.
It raises your vibrations,
I love that. Yep. Now, what types of transitioning do your clients go through?
For me, it always begins with the not being happy, not feeling that something is missing. So the transition, it could be in a professional standpoint, whether it's their job, they're just not happy, they want to seek something out. It could be something's missing in their personal relationships. Mm. It's a shift that has to happen, or it's a relationship with themselves. They're seeing things and they're viewing things and they're taking things into consideration that is weighing on them. And it's mostly about how they're viewing themselves through the eyes of other people, instead of just looking in the mirror and seeing who they are for themselves and not worrying about what other people think of them.
Yeah, definitely. Now, what is the difference between therapy and life coaches?
For me, the best distinction that I can make is when you do work with a therapist or a counselor, it's taking the experiences you've had in your past and working through them to get you to a place where you're confident and courageous to move forward. Mm-hmm. And with coaching, we don't look so much at the past as we look at where you are and the decisions that you've made to get you where you are, but then looking forward where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And then what kind of decisions do you need to make to get yourself to that place that you want to be at? Mm-hmm. So it's future driven. It's vision. It's about values and perspectives and emotions, and really pulling apart the words that the client says and how they say them and at what rapid speech they say them. So it's the listening of the coach and providing a space for them to really dig deep and identify what's right for them.
And discover it for themselves. You're not telling them what to do.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to be talking about choices in the next segment. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Lauren with CoachingToFulfillDreams.com. I hope you stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
Coaching to Fulfill Dreams is here to support you, challenge you, and to help you find the inner confidence to make tough decisions and work through any uneasy decision in your personal or professional life. Coaching to Fulfill Dreams offers you the opportunity to take ownership of your decisions that will move you closer to living the life you've always imagined. Stop asking what if and start asking what's next. Take action today. Contact Lauren at coachingtofulfilldreams.com. When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
I was warned by the river in a little tent, and oh, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, you will. It's been too hard living, but I am afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. What a beautiful song that was, Lila James. And I love that the song is called A Change Is Gonna Come. And when I downloaded the lyrics, the word change says chance. Mm. And isn't that interesting? Because when you're going to make a change, you're choosing to make that change, but then you have a chance mm-hmm. for something so exciting on
Absolutely.
The horizon. So I love that I noticed that anyway. So change is not always easy. I know.
No, you're shaking your head. Not easy at all.
But you do believe that everything is a choice.
I do.
I believe that too.
I do. And actually, when you think you're not making a choice, that's a choice.
Yes. To do nothing.
To do nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the more we understand that our happiness is based on our choices, whether it's our choice to take action, our choice to see or feel about how other people react around us, and whether we choose to be upset by it or take it personally, or mm-hmm. we can just let it go and understand it probably has nothing to do with us. It's just how they're behaving.
Yeah.
You really do have a choice, you know, and it starts every morning. It's a practice. You know, it takes practice and skill to be able to choose what you want and how you want to feel and mm-hmm. and what you want to do with your life.
Mm-hmm. Everything, every mm-hmm. single step of your entire day.
Absolutely.
Every single thing. Now, I love that it says that on your website, mm-hmm. you choose to stay in that job. Mm-hmm. You choose to stay in that relationship.
Right.
And then you choose fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And when I've talked to some people and we talk about choosing to stay in a job, the question about, well, then how am I going to earn my money and how am I going to pay the bills?
And
they feel they don't have a choice because they don't give themselves an opportunity to consider what would be possible if they did look at other jobs, or they did consider, you know, saving money to then leave and go do something that they're meant to do. So there's always, whether it's small steps or big steps, you know, for me, looking back, I feel like I might have jumped without the parachute because I didn't know what I was going to do next.
I did that
when
too.
I left, right?
When I started the radio show, I did that too.
Right. And
but you can't worry about the how.
And that's very challenging to do because our brains get so fixated on, well, what am I going to do? You know, if I don't have this, what am I going to do? And for me, the way I believe in the universe working is people were put in my path that opened my eyes to what
that's
was
right.
possible. You know, I had not even heard of life coaching when I told my mom I wanted to move on. But over the course of the next month, someone opened my eyes to it, and then it just one step led to another. I didn't see myself being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of my vision for myself, but it's how the choices that I made put me in this position.
And you've always been, at your core, a coach. I love the story about your parents.
Yeah.
But you were
coaching. Yeah, and my parents hopefully are listening right now. But when I was a teenager, you know, they were struggling themselves with their marriage. And I believe their intent was to wait for me to go to college and then they would pursue a divorce. And I just remember being 16 and I couldn't understand what they were waiting for.
Yeah.
You know, and they, you know, thankfully chose not to wait. And now both of them are in happy marriages and I have wonderful step parents and our family is what it is now because of the choice they made then.
Yeah.
You know, it was always for me about having people make decisions that they wanted to do and not worry about what other people would think or say or do.
Yeah.
And it's hard. That's really hard when you're empathetic and you care about the people around you and you know, the one thing about coaching that I love is that it gives people an opportunity to think about what they want for themselves without any judgment or backlash.
Mm.
It's about providing a space for clients to really soul search without me saying, well, why would you want to do that? You know, it's you know, what's motivating you? And I think when we talk to people that are close to us, they get fearful of us getting hurt or us having regret or, you know, doing things that are risky, you know.
Because they care.
Because they care.
And we care as well. But you can care about what others think around you and you can take what they say and, you know, sort of ponder over it. But you really got to go with your own gut.
Right. And I think that's harder for some people to do than others. Trusting themselves to know what it is they want for themselves can be overshadowed by what other people think they should do.
I think it can be easy, though, if you make a shift and you just, because I revel in it. Mm-hmm. I love getting advice. I surround myself with really smart women, and I love getting advice and then taking that piece of advice and just, okay, yeah, that's a really great piece of information. I'm going to use that, or not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
It is.
They're
okay.
Still smart women. It's
absolutely.
Just not, it's some things are just not meant for me personally.
Yeah, because everybody has their own opinions about how things should be done.
Mm.
So, again, it's a skill and a practice to take what people offer you, but then you choose what works for you and what doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And coaching provides that space that allows the client to hear what they're saying. Sometimes they say things and they don't even realize what they say until I say it back to them.
Yeah.
And
I think coaching helps you get clear.
Absolutely.
So you go through the process. It's a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. All right. We got to take another quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Lauren with CoachingToFulfillDreams.com. You definitely want to check out her website. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's S-P-R-O-U-T, DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. My guest is Lauren with CoachingToFulfillDreams.com. And what a beautiful song, because I recently attended one of your talks, and you talked about this great acronym that you have about right and right versus wrong. Right. Tell me why you don't believe right versus wrong.
Because, so the right versus wrong, if we... Every decision that we make, if we put that pressure on ourselves to have to be right or wrong, it leads to so much stress when you think that everything is in the balance over this one decision. So what I like to say is that it's really not about if the decision is right or wrong, that it's about making the right decision for yourself. And that is that acronym. And when I offer that acronym, the R is, you know, resonate. The I is intuition. The G is gratitude. The H is heart. And the T is trust. And it's about really, you know, when you think about a decision that's right for you in your core, we have to make sure that our choices align with our heart, mind, and our soul. And our intuition plays such a part of that. I really feel like as we grow up, you know, we lose that part of ourselves. We tell our kids when they're small, trust your gut. You know, don't talk to strangers. If you're in a situation and
don't
feel
it's elevator,
right,
you know,
right,
yeah.
Trust your gut. And as we get older, when it comes to making our own decisions for our life, we tend to lose that connection with our intuition, and it takes practice.
Because it's the responsibility, and all, you know, once you become an adult, there's other things that come into play.
Exactly. But when you put that heaviness of it's right or it's wrong, instead of, you know, I feel like right for me in this moment, and you make that choice, if it doesn't work out the way you anticipate or that you had hoped, I like to just view it as an experience,
mm-hmm.
a learning experience.
Yeah.
You know, to put the burden that you've done something wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know, to berate yourself and to have such a heaviness.
Yeah.
There's no value there for me. I just don't think that it serves us as growing people and women and men that want to be successful.
Yeah.
It creates...
It is heavy.
It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy. And
it's
if we can just open ourselves up to knowing that we have an opportunity in the moment of making those decisions to make a choice that reflects who we are as people.
Mm.
You know, they say it, you know, you walk the talk, right? Have your actions reflect who you are as a person,
actions
what your values
are. Huge. Actions are huge.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just talk about stuff if you want to make a change.
Right. Well, even in any case, I mean, I try to, you know, my beautiful 14-year-old daughter, you know, I try to always tell her, you know, your actions of, you can't just tell me you want to do something.
Yeah.
You have to show me that, you know, show yourself,
yep.
you know, if you want to do better in sports, you have to practice. You can't tell me that you want to be better and then you don't take action and do things that will help you get better.
That will help you get better.
Right.
And that's why you really have to go with your intuition,
mm-hmm.
because you got to follow your gut.
Mm-hmm. And again, I really feel like it's a skill. It's practice.
Mm.
It's,
and gratitude too.
Yeah.
That's a skill.
Yeah.
That's,
having gratitude. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's something I have to remind myself to do.
Right.
To keep it in that forefront.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a journey.
Yeah.
Everything is a journey that we're doing.
Right. And with having gratitude, you might be having a really hard time and something might have happened that you don't understand or you didn't expect. But if you can find gratitude in something about the situation, it really opens up the opportunity to see the positive. You know, obviously positivity is huge, but there's actually neuroscience reports out there about gratitude and what that means about, you know, shaping your brain and having that happiness and your desire to do things more than, you know, than you thought you could, you know, when you have gratitude. So it's very it's very interesting.
You got to look for the gratefulness in every challenge,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when you're faced with that adversity, you know, or somebody challenges you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I face challenges all the time. I shared a few with you recently that I am still grateful for the challenge itself,
mm-hmm.
because I'm learning from it.
Right.
So that's where I'm finding my gratitude.
Right. And,
you know,
and in those moments, I mean, it's how you view things and how you choose to welcome them into your life. So no one enjoys having hard conversations or feeling like they're, you know, being judged or questioned or, you know, the confrontations people can really shy away from. But when you can appreciate what you're learning from it, what you're taking away from it, and just have that being grateful for the opportunity to learn.
And awareness.
Yeah. I mean, awareness is key to know what is this trying to teach me?
Yeah.
How will I do it differently?
And your heart, you have to love yourself through the process. I love that part.
Love yourself through the process. Because if you don't appreciate and love yourself, who's going to?
I know.
You know, people aren't going to respect you if you don't respect yourself.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is trust. Now, I love how you say, instead of what if, what do you like to say?
What's next?
Yeah.
Or what's possible?
What's possible?
Right.
I love that one.
When you think what if, it's so big.
Yeah.
It's like going down a haunted house and it's like, oh, you know something's coming, but you think very negative about it, jumping around the corner. But if you went in for the people that aren't intimidated by that, some people can go through it because they know it's coming and they don't have any fear of what if.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of know.
Mm.
And it takes your brain to shift and know that you can make a decision that you don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to work out.
Yeah.
And however it's supposed to work out. But if you get fearful over, you know, what if I do this and it doesn't work out? It's like, well, what's possible if I do this and it does work out?
There you go. You're afraid of success.
Or just you can't see it, and you get wrapped up in the negative instead of letting the positivity, you know, take
shine
the lead.
Through. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really just have to, bottom line, you have to be open-minded. Mm-hmm. You know, really, we need to be open-minded.
Right, and seeing things from different perspectives. That's one of the best things about what coaching can offer you is it opens up, it gives you that opportunity to see things from a different perspective.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I love it. I believe in coaching. I believe in coaching. I think it's a fabulous thing. We all have room for improvement, right. So it doesn't matter who you are. I hope you'll stay with us. We've got to take a quick break. I'm with Lauren with CoachingToFulfillDreams.com. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveil. yourself.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
Back, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. And I want to ask you, Lauren, when you made that major change after 18 years, were you thinking about your age?
Yes. And I say that because I was, you know, approaching 40 at the time. And in hindsight, I think that played a bigger role than I felt at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you start a career at, I was in college, so I was about 18 or 19 when I first started working at the boatyard. And then, you know, you go through your 20s and my 30s. And I really felt like if I was going to have an opportunity to do something that meant something to me in my core, I needed to do something soon.
Yeah.
And I had a, you know, my daughter at the time was, you know, 11 years old, and I wanted to be a role model for her because I wasn't happy, you know, and it wasn't a, she didn't see
a happy person.
And it wasn't anything she ever said, but I'll never forget after I made the change because it was different for her. You know, I used to go there and it was part of our family and it still is. But I just asked her one day, you know, does she understand, you know, why I made the change? And she said, in typical innocent childlike fashion, she's like, oh, Mom, you're so much happier now.
Aww.
And it was such a, I didn't realize how I had been, you know, presenting myself.
Yes.
It wasn't obvious to me until people I saw after the fact.
Yeah.
And it truly was that something had lifted, you know, something had,
ooh,
I had that,
goosebumps.
I had that opportunity to finally go off and do something that meant something to me. And I was blessed with a husband who supports me and my parents and my family and friends. Everyone was very excited for me. Most people didn't understand why I was doing what I was doing, but they saw a shift in me that they realized that it was weighing on me more than I had ever let on.
And it wasn't an easy process. But how did you find gratefulness in the process?
I was always grateful that I had the times that I did, what I learned about myself, about my skills, and about who I wanted to be. You're very fortunate when you are surrounded with people who believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
And people tell me now it was a very courageous decision. I didn't feel courageous at the time because for me, I felt like it was survival.
Yeah.
I felt like I was really trying to find my way, but I was doing it with the support of everyone around me.
And if you don't have that support,
right,
and you have to find that courage within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to live with yourself.
Right. And I joke that I didn't know about coaching, like I said, when I left. And had I known about coaching, I really think I probably would have hired one and left sooner than I did.
Yeah.
But that's what coaching can provide to people who don't have the people supporting them.
That's right.
In their life when they need to get
the positive people in their life.
And not being judgmental and not, you know, showering them with the opinions of what they think that people should do.
Yeah.
You know, a coach listens and challenges what you say and provides that space to, like I said, move beyond what you're doing in the moment because you just know you're meant to do something else or you want to do something else and you want to seek a different life or a different way of doing things that it's not clear to you at the moment. But
now, how do you know when you or how can gratitude sort of help you choose which path to go? I love the beautiful photo on your website with the two paths.
Right. And I visualization for me, if you can see an outcome.
Yeah. Oh,
if you can feel an outcome. That, for me personally, was always something that guided me. And it's happened throughout my life where if something's coming up for me, if I can't see myself in that moment with the people that's being talked about, something would happen and it wouldn't end up coming to pass. And again, it's about trusting that part of yourself and your intuition. And I think in those situations, your intuition plays a much bigger role than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you listen to what your body is telling you you want in your core, in your heart, but your head is too intellectual and too rigid and really not letting
you. It's going to stop you. Now, I love your analogy earlier. You said, I don't know about that analogy about the haunted house. But it really is sort of a metaphor of things that are coming up that are scary for you. And you had a really great blog on your website about this ziplining story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was it was quite amazing when it hit me a couple of days after the similarity between what I went through and coaching. I was standing on a platform and I just had to connect to drop down to the ground and just free fall. And my daughter and my husband were on the ground and they're like, all right, come on, come on, come on. And I literally could not step off. I was frozen and I was crying. And I had, but the two people that mean the most to me in this world are telling me, you'll be fine. Just do it. Just do it. And I was frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I heard a voice come over the speaker of one of the other, the guides, you know, they're like, are you okay? And I was like, no, no, I just, I need help. And I'll never forget the guy that walked over and she just like, so what kind of help are you talking about? Do you want me to come up and push you? Or
I love that.
And she just made it so, she took the disconnect out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up there consumed with guilt about and that I was disappointing my family because I wasn't able mm-hmm. to do this. And she just kind of spun it all around and she's like, just, you know, if you step off, you're going to get to the ground.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the end of it.
Yeah.
And within 15 seconds, I think I had got to the ground.
Yeah.
It was just a surreal moment. And with it's a perfect metaphor for coaching.
That's right.
That Your coach is that voice that your family and your friends
can't
provide, mm-hmm. right? It's that space.
Now, we are out of time almost. We have one more minute. Who is your biggest mentor?
You know, professionally, I have to say Mel Robbins. She is a powerhouse. Mm. She has TED Talks, you know, the best one.
I love them.
I love is, you know, How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over, which is hysterical.
Yes.
And she is a Boston lady, and I know I can't wait to maybe possibly meet her one day, but she is everything and encompasses everything that is so powerful in this world. You know,
mm-hmm.
you are your biggest obstacle. That's what she says. And that's what I believe in.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I want to thank you for being here. Lauren LeDuc Lemieux. She is with CoachingToFulfillDreams.com. I really want to thank you for listening. I really put my listeners in the forefront of my mind for every guest that I bring on the show. So I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.